This is a short note to describe how best to work with neroli on the points. Of course, you can put neroli on any acupuncture point that you choose, that you desire, or body zone for that matter. If you do put it on a body zone, I definitely recommend using the neroli in dilution because you're covering a larger body area. And on the acupuncture points, you can use as low as a 10% dilution up to 100% straight neroli on the acupoints. You have the quantum acupuncture point chart to go with neroli, and you will, with each oil that we cover in the Healing Oil Collective, have a chart with 4 points on it. And my mind, the way it works, it was quite a challenge. I was feeling like I was going to be excluding all of these other fabulous points that neroli would go so well on. But it's very helpful to pick a few points with each oil that the oil has a very strong resonance with, at least at this particular time or at the particular time you're working with it. And I spent a good amount, I created space and spent a good amount of time connecting with neroli to come to the clarity in regards to these 4 points. So we have 3 CV points on the center line of the body, CV22 at the jugular notch, CV4, which is down close, slightly above the pubic bone on the midline, and then CV17, I use the 5-element location, which is approximately 1 inch superior to the level of the nipple on the sternum, on the center on the sternum. And what I encourage you to do, even on a daily basis, and at the very least, try it on a weekly basis while we're working with this oil, either exchange with someone and have them put the oils on those points, aroma acupoint therapy style, and I included a document describing that, or you can do it on yourself. Previously, in the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks really, I've had some significant insomnia. And as you've learned and seen by now, neroli can be a great aid in insomnia. So it took me, as it usually goes with us, it took me a little while for the light to fully go off to do it with my own self at the time I needed it, which was I would fall asleep okay and then wake up generally around 1 a.m. And so at that 1 a.m. time and then couldn't go back to sleep and getting anxiety about that, I took neroli and put it on Heart 7, and you can figure out a way to hold it on both Heart 7 points at the same time if you just put your hand palm to palm. And I was having to hold it for quite a long time, probably around 3 minutes per point. I held till I felt a shift and softening. And then I put it on CV4 and CV22 at the same time and held about 3 or 4 minutes, breathing and relaxing. And then finally ended with it on CV17 and held that for a nice long time. And before I knew it, I was asleep because I was finding myself waking up again. And it's not as if neroli gave me a sedated feeling or that it hit me over the head with this sense of, you are sleepy, sleep now. It wasn't really like that, but it was more the experience that the grips of my mind and the restlessness of my heart simply floated away in such a graceful, easeful way that I didn't even know it was happening. That's certainly been my experience of how neroli works, and I would love to hear what you experience if you'd like to share it on the forum. So that's basically how to work with the oils and the points, and I encourage you to find some kind of regular routine or schedule that you do with each one of the oils that we're working with, and do it specifically with the points suggested to see what it is that neroli wants to transmit to you through those points.